This is my Bible. And I can do what it says I can do. And I can be what it says I can be. This is where the intentionality comes in, okay? Say, I choose. I choose. It's my decision. And I choose to open up my heart and open up my mind to God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we can never let it be a routine, and we have to understand the moment that you have in time when you come to see God's face. Amen. When you come as a body of Christ corporately, because how many of you know that God moves throughout the whole earth? Amen. What he's doing here, he's doing somewhere else. Amen. Because he's a one God, right? And he loves all his people. And today, I really felt to speak on kingdom come and what that means. And we're going to open our Bibles to Luke chapter 11. Woohoo! Yes. Open up that Bible. Crack it open. Get that app open. I know it takes a little longer. I don't know if you're like me. I'm like trying to catch up with Pastor Kevin sometimes here. And, we're going to go to Luke verses 1-2. Amen. And in this verse, I'm going to kind of set the scene for you in your mind. And it says, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say. And I want to stop right there. And I spoke about this verse before, but sometimes we have to get deeper and deeper with the word of God. One word can mean so many things, right? And so in this verse, a season had passed when John the Baptist, he had come on the scene, right, to prepare the way of the Lord. Amen? Can we agree on that? And so when John the Baptist was on the scene doing that, he had disciples, okay? And his disciples, what do you think they were praying about? Preparing the way of the Lord. Amen? For the manifestation of who Jesus was or is and came forward to bring the message that he would then come in. Amen. So he kind of passed the baton to Jesus. Amen. And sometimes we have to realize what season we're in our life. Sometimes we could be living a past season when that season already left and God's getting ready to move in another place. And sometimes we're crying about a season or disappointed about a season that already passed and you're not there anymore. So there's no reason to cry. There's no reason to mourn over that season because there's a new season. Amen. That's what I love about God, because he takes us from glory to glory. Amen. Not gory to gory, right? He takes us from glory to glory. Okay. And so disciples now following Jesus, how many here are disciples of Jesus? Amen. We are disciples of Jesus. And see, if we don't understand the word that it's living. Amen. It's a living word. Amen. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives what? Life. And so the spirit of God is here this morning to speak to us through these verses and to break it down so you can understand who you are as a disciple and what it is God's plan is. Amen. And purpose for your life. Amen. So it goes on to say, now we're all on the same page, that we're disciples of Christ, and now his disciple at that time said, how do we pray? And the first point is, he says, say, our Father, okay? Up to this time, before they were calling Abraham Father, amen? Father Abraham, you know, they even made a song, Father Abraham and many sons, hello? But Jesus tried to connect them now, okay, to God the Father. And that was Jesus' purpose. His message on the earth was the kingdom of God. Amen. And we are still trying to discover, what does the kingdom of God look like? What does it mean for our life, for in this time and age? What does that exactly mean? Amen. And so he was saying, our Father. So that's one of the first steps. Jesus says, you need to pray that you connect to God as Father. Hello? That you just don't connect to him as forgiver of your sins. Amen. That you go beyond there. And we have to understand what a father is. Amen. And a father is one builds, that one helps, that counsels and advises and leads by example. Amen. And so he said, call God Father now. Say our Father. So he was trying to get his disciples to understand. How many of you know that Jesus would talk to his disciples prophetically? He would talk to them about things and they were like, huh? They didn't get it, you know. They didn't get it at that time. But we are so privileged as a people of God that God is really speaking. God is really making himself known in this time. See, if we're not careful, we're going to be looking at the kingdom of darkness of what's going on. And I don't know why we're surprised of how the kingdom of darkness acts. Hello? I don't know why we get so wrapped up in the kingdom of darkness. Oh my God, look at what's happening in the kingdom of darkness and look what's going on in here. When, if you would use that energy, if you will use that mind power to understand the kingdom of God. Hello? That we would understand, we as a church, we need to know what the kingdom of God is. Amen? You know, to me, the kingdom of God is like Goshen. That when the death angel was going to come and they put the blood on the homes in Goshen, and the death angel passed over them. Although it attacked the kingdom of darkness that was there, but because they put the blood, which represents the covenant, that no one died at that time. And it said that there was so much peace there that not even the dogs barked. Hello? So we need to concentrate and understand, what does kingdom mean? How do we build the kingdom of God? How do we build the kingdom of light? Okay? Because that is what that's what we're here on the earth for. Not just to get saved, and not just so God can help break poverty off of us, or God can heal us. No, we are so much more than that. Hello? Amen? The greatest victory of your life is finding yourself. Hello? That's the greatest victory. But also, the greatest, for the enemy, it is his biggest defeat. Hello? See, finding yourself in the kingdom, finding yourself in the kingdom of light is the devil's biggest defeat. Hello? See, he tries to weigh us down with this and that, and with depressions and with all kinds of things, so that we would not discover the greatness that God has in the inside of us. Amen? So Jesus was saying, pray our Father, okay? Pray that you understand God the Father. Pray that you understand that he's your Father, and he wants to lead you, and he wants to guide you, and he wants to do great things through you. He wants to father that in your life. Amen? Amen. Pray that, just like Nicodemus, he said, how do I come into the kingdom? He said, only if you are born again. And he was like, how can I go in my mother's womb again? I'm a grown man. That was his natural thinking. But God was saying, you have to be born again. You have to now allow God to father you. Hello? Amen? We have to allow God to father us. Amen? To now show us a different way. Because we've known the ways of the world, right? We know the ways of the flesh. But God wants to teach us the way of his Spirit. Hello? And it's only if we allow God the Father to father us. So guess what? That's going to take a point of humility. Hello? That's going to take a point to say, I don't know everything. Hello? And even if you think you know everything, you need to seek to know more than everything. Hello? I'm telling you, you're limiting where you're at in life now is the point that you believe. Hello? Where you're at in life, that's the measure that you are believing or allowing yourself to be fathered by God, because God has great things for everyone. He hasn't left anybody out. But we have to engage with him as Father. Amen? Are we agreeing with that? The second thing he said, let thy kingdom come. Pray, let thy kingdom come. It says, when you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Ah, this is a good one. Thy kingdom come. Okay, so what is the kingdom? That is where there is a king ruling over a people. Hello? Are we awake? Hello? Okay. All right. This service is kind of, Because some people may have ate already and they're really full. And they might get a little sleepy, or they're hungry and they want to hurry up and get out. So it says, let thy kingdom come. Amen. Let your kingdom come. So, you know, before we came to Christ, or even when we're in Christ, there were some things ruling us. Hello? There were some things ruling us. And so if it's ruling us, it's a kingdom that had been ruling in us. And sometimes it's come from generations of our life. And there might be cycles that you continuously are snagged by, continuously end up in that cycle. And so God said, pray that the kingdom come to you. My Father's kingdom come to you. Amen. So guess what? When you choose, okay, God, I want your kingdom, the ones that were ruling are not going to like that. Hello? And I'm not even talking about big things. I'm thinking little things like rejection, like fear and intimidation and fear of failing and fear of people. I have never met so many people in my life that don't like people. I guess they don't understand that they're a person too. And so we need to understand that when we're praying these things, we ought to expect some things to come down so God's kingdom can come up. Hello? See, if we invested the money that we invest in tracts and the time that we invest talking to people and reading the plan of salvation, if you were to die today, would you go to heaven or hell? If we would invest more time in being the light, coming into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God, you won't even have to command anything. When you walk, those demons are going to say, are you come to torment me ahead of time? They're going to come out by themselves. Hello? When we have the kingdom of light inside of us, amen? And see, there's not a battle. There's a battle until authority is established. Hello? There's battles in us, and until you understand the kingdom of light and God's constitution and God's promises and God's word, that thing cannot rule in your life anymore. When you got that, when you got the word on it, that I have power to trample over scorpions and serpents and all the power of the enemy. And when the enemy wants to come and sting you or poison you, that you can arise in the authority that God has given you. There doesn't have to be a battle. Hello? There doesn't have to be a battle, but you have to renew your mind with the kingdom. You have to renew your mind about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. Amen? And who you are in Christ. I mean, the hardest thing for people to understand is to part from past. Past is a demon sometimes. It's a devil that won't let us go sometimes, but you know, the word of God says that we are a new creation. So you're not obligated to hear the demons of the past. Hello? You're a new creation now. Amen? I always say this. People are good scuba divers. Because our sins are buried in the deepest of the seas and we go right down there and get them. Back up. Hello? Well, you might not swim, but you're a scuba diver. Yeah, stop being scooby. Okay? And so, we have to allow the kingdom of light to come in. And see, that's not going to feel good. But I'm telling you right now, it doesn't feel good right now. Hello? It looks like the kingdom of darkness is advancing. It looks like all things. But you know what? It only takes the church to rise up and take her authority back. Hello? Take her authority back. Amen. And understand, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I'm not saying that things will not come to battle you, but you gotta understand, oh, if something is rising up against you, oh, I know the kingdom of light is on me, because I know that darkness is time to rise up, but you shall not prevail against me in Jesus' name. Amen. You got to identify those cycles and those kingdoms that convince you that you're not free. Hello? You have, but that's only gonna be by the word of God. You can get in so many prayer lines and so many deliverance sessions and so many whatever sessions. But you know, if until you know the word of God, And not just a scripture that I remembered. I have a memory verse. I'm glad that God doesn't, I'm not going to heaven because I know memory verses. I thank God that God made Google. I'm convinced of that, that he made Google. Hello? No, I'm not giving nothing to the devil. Anything good I call from God, because every good and perfect thing comes from the Father of light. Amen. So there are some kingdoms. I don't care how squeaky clean you are. There's still some things that are not allowing you to advance. See, and the reason why things are happening on the earth is because we are not in decision-making places of the earth. We have no influence. We're not demonstrating power. We're still struggling with things. We're still struggling with foolish thoughts. We're still struggling with different things in our life. And I'm, please hear my heart. It's not trying to put you down. I'm trying to release power over you. I'm trying to activate the authority that's in your life. You don't have to put up with that stuff. Amen. You can get the word and be convinced of that word. Maybe you're not convinced, but you just start reading that word every day. Make it a part of you. Amen. See, God doesn't want, we don't realize sometimes we are in idolatry because we might not have a statue at home like Jesus, but we treat him like a statue. Hello? We're over there rubbing the belly of Jesus. Lord Jesus, help me. We're at the feet of Jesus. No, God didn't call you to be at his feet. He called you to be face to face with him. He put you in heavenly places with himself in Christ Jesus. Hello, somebody. But you know, you gotta activate. You gotta engage. Amen. See, the kingdom is a rulership of God. Amen. And it's time for us to rule. Hello? If you don't rule, you'll be ruled. Amen. So God is expecting some things from us as the people of God. And I don't know about you, but I get excited about doing new things. There was a time, though, that I was fearful, that I was subject to a spirit of abuse and a spirit of fear at a time of my life. But do you think that God said, oh, that's all right, sweetie. I'll put you in safe places. No. He said, when you're weak, I'm strong. Come on. Let's go. God never felt sorry for me. God helped me identify the kingdoms that were trying to rule over my life. Hello? And I'm not saying that I was convinced right away. It took me time. It took me time hitting that same cycle and hitting that same cycle to be able to say enough is enough, because you got to get tired of it. Hello? You got to arise. And see, I get people that ask me, well, how? How do you do that? By becoming one with his word. Hello? He wants the two to become one. He doesn't want you to be an idol, to treat him like an idol. Just come to him when you need something. Or come to him because I need healing. Come to him. No, he wants a relationship with you. He wants you to call him Father God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are my creator. You're the God that created me for a plan and a purpose. God told Jeremiah, before I put you in your mother's womb, I had a plan for you. But we're still living a false plan that of somebody that maybe have told you that you were something or something other. I will go to the manufacturer's manual to see how it works. Amen. We got to go to the manufacturer's manual to find how to make it. But a lot of us don't like to use a manual. We try to figure it out. Hello? And we don't understand why we only have three legs on our coffee table. Hello? You thought the fourth one was a knickknack for the top? I don't know. Hello? So Jesus said, pray that your kingdom comes. That God's kingdom comes. Pray that you get a revelation of your rulership. We always say, he's the King of Kings. You know what? He's the King of Kings. Hello? He's the Lord of Lords. Because he makes you like himself. He makes him, he wants you to be like him. No matter what the devil tried to tell Adam and Eve, we gotta stop believing that lie that God doesn't want us to be like him. He does. He created you in his image. In his image, the way he looks like. Kindness and peace and joy and love and self-control. Self-control is not a bad word. Hello? He made us in his image. The third thing, thy will be done. It says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as where? As in heaven. As in heaven, so on the earth. You know what I love about Jesus? That's why you got to read the Gospels to encourage yourself. I mean, Jesus was cool. He walked in and out of places. You know, people, they would scurry out. The demons would move out of his way. That's why I said, when you understand authority, demons will move out of your way. You don't have to say, come out, come out, come out. Five hours later, come out, come out, come out. Hello? Because sometimes we just want it to be taken out of us, but we don't want to have the understanding of why it was there and how we can defeat it. Hello, because we live in a drive-through culture that we want it all done overnight. Hello? But let me say, see, this is a dangerous prayer right here. Thy will be done. Hi. Thy will be done. Because sometimes his will is scary. Sometimes his will requires doing what you don't want to do. Hello? Hello? His will may not look like it. And sometimes we pray these prayers, especially when the anointing comes, we promise God everything. Hello? Everything. Oh, God, your will. Okay, go to Timbuktu. No, not there. Hello? Give up this just for a season. No, I can't. Ask me something else. I'll give money. Yeah. I'll sow into the project. Hello? No, there are some talents and gifting and great purpose in the inside of you. There's no other life than walking in purpose. Hello? And when God begins to show you who you are, and that's why you need him to father it. Hello? You need God to father what's in the inside of you, but that takes availing yourself. Hello? But sometimes we don't want to take the class. Hello? Sometimes we don't want to, we're afraid to do it. I always tell my team, do it scared. They can't have no excuses. I'm scared, do it scared. Hello? You've already identified that thing, do it. Because if you do it, then you have overcome fear. Hello, somebody. His kingdom come. His light in us. And it's not like we're going to be, we got the kingdom. No, we have too many movies out there that we're trying to replicate. No. His kingdom, it manifests in power. Hello? It manifests fruit. How you know God is doing something is when you see the fruit manifesting. Hello? Hello, I'm telling you. I don't know why, but I feel like this is a setup from God because, you know, when Pastor Kevin, we better watch out when he goes on vacation because he comes back like a roaring lion. I love it. I love it. And you know, it's not just being a part of something. I mean, just sitting in this and your chairs. God has purpose and talents for you. And that's why many people are suffering depression because they're too busy thinking about themselves. What their flesh feels like. Hello? There's some other warmer places I would probably like to live. Hello? I'm talking about going from gory to gory. I mean, I went from a cold winter in Michigan to even a colder winter here. Hello? But God, I'm happy here because I'm fulfilling purpose. Hello? I'm happy here because I'm growing out of the situation. That's one thing I love about God. It's a double-edged sword. It's not just so other people can live. It's so that you can live, that you can have purpose. See, but if you don't have that relationship with God, you won't understand why are things shifting. Why is my job shutting down? Why is this happening? Well, I thought you said you wanted my will. Hello? Why do I have to invest time? Why do I have to invest finances in that project? Well, I thought you said that you wanted to prosper so you could help others. Hello? Thy kingdom come. It's real, a real God. Real relationship with the real people. Are you hearing me? That's what Life Church is about. I have grown here. And you probably seen me transform right before your very eyes. Hello? Because I'm connected. I'm connected to the vision. I'm connected to my part and my portion. Sometimes I want to be connected to things that are not my part, like the worship team. I would love to be on the worship team. But that's not my part. No matter, and I really want that. I really want to do it. But that's not my part. I got to say no to me. Hello? Are you hearing me? And there's some things that you might really want to do. But God's saying, can you put that down to come over here and do this? Amen? I really believe it's a season of mobilization. But if you don't leave the place you are, you'll never get to where you're supposed to be. Hello? If you don't leave the place you are, you'll never get to the place you need to be. Many of you have so many talents. Many of you have so many gifts. But you won't use it. Why? Because there's some kingdoms reigning in your heart. There's some kingdoms there that won't loose you and let you go. Okay, what if I grabbed you up here and tied you up? Would you stay there like that? No, you'd want to get help. You probably won't even let me tie you up. Hello? So why are we going to let those things tie us up? Hello? God's kingdom come. We need his kingdom to come. We need to mobilize. We need to be in decision-making places. And some people are content. Oh, I'm happy. My bills are paid. I don't need to prosper. Yes, you do. Because if you don't, where's the influence you're going to have in your community? Hello? Well, I'm going to just spend everything because I know Jesus is coming soon. When I was 7 years old, they said Jesus was coming soon. And you know, people do dumb stuff because they think Jesus is coming. Well, I'm just going to get married to anybody because I want to get married before Jesus comes. Got quiet in here. Come out in Jesus' name. Hello? We do dumb stuff. Oh, well, I don't need to go to college because Jesus is coming anyway. He's going to say, what did you do with what I gave you? Hello? And again, it's not condemnation. It's not saying, I'm trying to silence the voice of the enemy out of your life. You are valuable. But I want you to know this, that I may not be valuable somewhere else. I'm going to be valuable where I belong. So stop trying to be valuable somewhere that you were not meant to be valuable, because that would be an obstacle for you to be where you're supposed to be valued. Ooh, I like that, Jesus. I'm going to receive that for myself. Are you hearing me today? I want to excite you. I want you to know how important this season is. We're about to do something bigger. Say bigger. Bigger. We're about to do something bigger than we ever did before. Than my father ever did before. Than my mother ever did before. Than my mentors have done. I'm going to do bigger. I get excited to learn something new. I get excited when it's time to birth something. When I see people birthing what's inside of them, I get excited. Hello. Say kingdom come. Say kingdom come. I know you're probably scared now because now, now it means his will. Now it means knocking down kingdoms in me. Hello. It's always better to go the right way. That's what my GPS tells me all the time. She's tired of recalculating me. Hello. Hello. People of God. We're serving a real God. A real God. We're his real people. Amen. And he loves us. He's our Father. And he knows what he put inside of you. Stop letting what happened to you. It's over. It's gone. It's in the deepest of the seas. You are a new creation. You are a holy priesthood. Hello. You are a peculiar people. Hello. Just do it. Just go. I don't care if somebody wrote 1,000 books. Your book is for the season. Hello. Oh, no, I'm not going to do it. Everybody's writing books. That sounds just like the devil, right? Oh, did he really say not to eat out of that tree? Hello? We got to disengage with all that negativity. What, you know, weakness is not even an excuse. Because he said, when you're weak, I'm strong. Hello? You can't even... Well, I stutter. Oh, I'll just get somebody to talk for you. Hello? Okay, you stutter, write a book. Now it's going to cost you money. Hello? I hope you're receiving this, and I hope it activates something in the inside of you. This right here is like God's secret place. Where he wants to reveal strategies. Hello? Where this is the place where we should be sent out of. Amen? Where we're affecting our community. Where we're affecting the next generation. Hello? Let's stop finding out what the kingdom of darkness is up to and start finding out what the kingdom of light is up to. Come on. I think applause is a... At least give me one today, okay? One applause, encourage me. Amen. God is about to mobilize. Say mobilize. He's about to mobilize us because you have to look at what God has been doing. God has added the Life School Bible. He has 3 schools of ministry. God has added the college, the Bible college, 4-year Bible college to us. Wouldn't you say that he's been preparing us? And he is preparing us? So it's time to mobilize. It's time to help. It's time to pitch in. Maybe you can't go to school, but maybe help someone else to go to school. Hello? Be a part. See, the reason why darkness advances because they're in unity. They know where they got a goal to get to. And that's where we got to get to, people. Where we have a goal as a church of where we want to go to. I don't sing my sad story about my old past. The only reason I say anything about my past is just to help, because God tells me it's going to help somebody out here. But I don't say it so you can feel sorry for me. Do I look like somebody you should feel sorry for? Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. And you don't look like somebody I should feel sorry for. Amen. You look like the light. You look like a door for somebody. You look like somebody that's going to be beneficial to the kingdom. You look like somebody that's going to be a beneficial to Rockford or to Roscoe or to Rockton or to Beloit. You look like somebody influential. Again, it's not boasting. It's not saying I got the best ministry or I know I got it. No. Talk is cheap. Walk. When you walk and people see things happen for you. Hello? I'm telling you, God's raising up the Daniels. He's raising up the Josephs that are not afraid of opposition. God's will was to put Daniel in the lion's den. Do you ever think that was on his bucket list? No, but he did the will of the Father. Why? Because he knew the Father. He knew the Father. And he knew, ooh, Daddy going to do something. Because guess what? Daddy is over the animal kingdom as well. Ooh, that's good. And he maintained in the spirit, Daniel. So the lions didn't smell any flesh. Because he was in the spirit, depending on God. You think the Hebrew boys want to drop it like it's hot? Hello? Do you think they wanted to be in there, you know, doing a jig? Hello? To see how hot it can be in here? No. But they knew the Father. They knew the kingdom of God, that he takes dominion over dominions. He's the King of Kings. His kingdom is over every kingdom on the earth. He created it. Hello. God wants to open our minds, open our thinking. There's so much limitations of thinking. Amen. We forget he's a supernatural God. He opens doors when they say there's no doors open. He changes laws. But you got to be in that place of authority. You got to be in that place of authority. So I just want to encourage you today. Don't be happy just or content with salvation. There's some stuff to do and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. To me, I can just imagine being Daniel and getting out that place. The king was interceding for him and he didn't even believe in God. The impure man was over there interceding. Oh, don't take away my best accountant. No. Oh, don't take away my best accountant. My best advisor, God. I think you're God. Yeah, God. Don't take him away from me. Hello? Wouldn't you love that? For somebody to say that about you? Hello? We'll be like, well, give me 10,000 more a year. That's how we be like. Hello? But look at Daniel, to have that story that we are hearing about this Daniel man that knew God the Father. He had a glimpse into the future? He had a glimpse of what Jesus was going to do? Come on, somebody. And you can have that glimpse too. You can know about your future when you engage with God the Father and hear his voice. He's a real God. He wants a real relationship with real people. Amen. Don't use Jesus as a lucky charm. Hello? Don't use him as a lucky charm that when I need something and then we have a nerve to get mad when we ask him to do something, it's not done. Like you're trying to be his creator. Hello? Instead of recognizing him as a creator. So today I just want to prepare your hearts for bigger things. How many want bigger things in their life? Or how many need vitamin B? Hello, I'll pray for vitamin B in the spirit in Jesus' name. I pray that your bones will be strengthened. I pray for overnight successes. I pray for bodies being healed without anybody touching you. I pray for you to have a dream of healing and you wake up doing the hokey pokey and turning it all around. Hello? I pray that sudden bonuses, sudden promotions come upon you, even what you didn't even earn or what you didn't even work for. Hello? So that it can encourage you in the Lord, that you see that there's joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Hello? From all of us. I'm happy. Really? Talk to your face because it didn't get the message. Hello? It's exciting. It's exciting to do something you never did before. Hello? To go to places you never went before. I only went from my house to Kmart and my house to work every day, and I thought that I was living the life. But now God takes me to New York shopping, Houston, Colorado. Come on, somebody. Ladies, at least you should be saying glory to God on the highest. Hello. Are you hearing me? But some people, she's just talking about material things. Yeah, just so you can accept me. He gives me new clothes. Are you hearing me, people? This is the most exciting hour to live. Don't you want to be that one walking through the fire and don't get burned and don't even smell of smoke? Woo! But you got to put your place in a supernatural. You have to put yourself in a supernatural place for supernatural things to happen. I think that deserves another clap. Amen. God is good. Let's lift our hands. Father, we call you Father. According to the prayer Jesus told us to pray, as disciples of Jesus Christ, we pray, Abba, Father. Father who art in heaven. Oh, so great is your name. You have showed us over and over again that you are Father and that you are good. And we thank you, Jesus, for giving us that access to the Father through your sacrifice. We thank you, Jesus, that you wanted us to be in heavenly places, ruling from that heavenly place that comes through you, Jesus. And Father, all over this place, I pray that you begin to activate dreams and visions, that you begin to activate, let them blow dust off of their diplomas and off of their credentials. Let them blow dust over their dreams, Father God, and let it come alive, Lord. I pray for the living God to even begin to visit people and instruct people and show them what you would love them to do for you. We ask for your kingdom to come. Whatever is reigning that won't allow the kingdom of light to move through us, Father, we ask you right now. We take authority. We step into that authority and we command it to bow to the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will follow this message with signs and wonders and miracles. Father, because when your word is spoken, there's fruit that comes from it. And I'm relying on you. And I stand in that authority as a daughter of God through Jesus Christ. And I release those miracles that are mere excuses for the enemy to keep us in a low place when you already put us in the highest place called daughter and called son. Father, right now, begin to give us more vision than we ever had before. Open up opportunities. Open up doors. Bring miraculous healings, which are signs that your kingdom has come. Let us see quick shifts. Let us see the captives free, totally free indeed. Never wanting to return. Never talking about that story of when I used to be. But they begin to speak of who you called them to be and who they are becoming. Father, I pray all over this room that even for Pastor Kevin, Lord God, as a man of God that you place over Life Church, I thank you for his sensitivity to your spirit. And I thank you, Lord God, that every time you have given them vision, it has been fulfilled. There has been fruit of everything that you have asked them to do. And the boldness and the courage to be able to establish ministries like the healing ministry, the deliverance ministry, the prophetic ministry, the life recovery ministry. Lord, all the ministries of the church, the boldness that he's had to wait on you to do it, not just to do it, but wait on your perfect timing. Father, I thank you for his life and that's what he was created to do, to establish your kingdom. When something is established, it is seen, it is rooted and grounded, and nothing can shake it. I pray blessings, great blessings over him, Pastor Maria, and their beautiful children, Lord. Give them every resource in abundance so that they are not having to think on anything else but what you are asking them to do in this season. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would make our hearts ready for the vision. It's like a new baby being birthed that brings so much joy. Why? Because it needs. It's dependent on us. That's why a baby is so celebrated, because we can feel love from that child. We can feel that they need us. And that's why it brings joy to a home. And I pray that we look at the vision that Pastor Kevin is going to release over this church, Lord, as a baby that needs us. That needs us to give it to eat, to clean up, and to help grow. Every joint supplying, oh Lord, every person in this place, that you brought them here for such a time as this, there's no mistake why they're here. You brought them for a reason. Some for a season, but some to establish and grow your kingdom here. Father, I pray right now, Lord, activate in us, Holy Spirit. You're the helper. You're the revealer. And we embrace you. God, the Holy Spirit, we embrace you. Lead us, guide us, talk to us, dreams, visions, through other people. I pray right now, and I break all dishonor that the enemy has tried to put on the body of Christ. And I release honor right now over every individual that had not felt honored in their life. I honor them as sons and daughters of God. And Lord, that we would have the strength to release those that need to be released, and that we would be able to equip ourselves to take any vacant places, because you're calling us to multiply and to take dominion. So, Father, we pray the prayer that as Jesus' disciples, that he showed them to pray. Our Father, who is in heaven, great is your name. Let your kingdom come. And let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, help us. Help us when it's hard to do your will. When it's hard to confront kingdoms in us that won't let us advance. But I pray that we have enough relationship in the body of Christ that we would be able to help each other and love each other and strengthen each other. We thank you for being God, our Creator. That we're able to hear things that other generations didn't hear. That we're going to see things that other generations did not see. We thank you so much, and we are privileged. Lord, I bind and break every murmuring spirit, every spirit of negativity sent by the enemy in Jesus' name. And I release the voice of the Lord over this place in the name of Jesus. Let every eye see, and every ear, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. I'm very passionate about this. I'm very passionate about this because I've seen people's lives change with the word of the Lord. Amen. If anyone is here tonight and they don't know God as Father, and they'd like to know through Jesus, I'd like to open a few minutes for you. If you'd like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and not just your Savior, but the one that leads you to the Father, I want you to raise your hand up right now. We're not going to ask you to come up here. We're just going to pray with you. Sometimes with the light, we can't see too well, so. Well, Father God, I thank you that this is a kingdom people, Lord. And they're here to seek you. They're seekers of God. They're seekers of who you are, Lord. And so tonight, Lord, I ask that you bless them, you encourage them, bring joy, supernatural joy over their lives, Father, and let them line up to your kingdom. Just bless them, Lord, because you are a blesser. In Jesus' name, Amen. Have a great Saturday. Amen. God bless you.